Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us to another week to another Gnostic Lab of Gnostic Application. Today, we would like to work a little bit with the relaxation of the physical body. This is by far one of the most important things that we need to learn to do. And those of you who have been participating with us for many moons now, you have noticed that we have been accelerating the way in which we relax the body. And we're doing that without inducing any additional stress. Ultimately, what we need to learn to do is to relax the physical body instantaneously at the speed of light. And we have to do that because, as we have already learned in our lecture on learning how to listen, it is of vital importance that the emotional, the intellectual, and the motor sexual instinctive centers, that they are in the deepest state of relaxation possible for us to be able to listen to the voice of the innermost. And that means that if we are going through a difficult circumstance, or if we are going through a moment of joy and celebration, regardless of which one it is, we need to be able to relax the body instantaneously so that we can perceive the impressions, so that we can observe how we're thinking, how we're feeling, how we are behaving, responding. This deep state of relaxation is a natural condition of the true human, and we have to break away from our fixed ideas that we are quote-unquote okay, when in reality we're always stressed. We're always cringing with the circumstances around us. And tonight, we're going to go all the way back to our basics in the practice on the relaxation of the physical body. So to relax the body, we're going to remind you or introduce you to a few things. The first one is the posture or the asana that we are looking at maintaining for this particular exercise. That posture is either one of two preferred ones. The first one is on your back, on what is known as the corpse's posture. This is a very meaningful posture because that corpse's posture immediately invites us to reflect on the phenomena of death. And the death, not of the cessation of the physical activities of the body, but the mystical death. And the death of our psychological aggregates, the elimination of our ego. And the second posture that Master Samael recommends for us is the posture of a flaming star, in which we are also laying on our back, but we are spreading our feet around, shoulder width apart, and we are comfortably spreading our arms from left to right, just resting, to create a five-pointed star or a flaming pentagram. Whether one or the other, it is always of your choosing. Master Samael says, the posture of the flaming star. Just the mere image of the flaming star is enough to keep at bay, away from us, any tenebrous ones. So you are welcome to do the practice with the corpse's posture or as a flaming star. And for the purposes of our practice today, go ahead and find a good location when you can be on your back. Whether you are a veteran in the relaxation of the body or whether you are a neophyte and you're just learning, let's go ahead and do this just to make sure that we can get rid of any tensions or any stress that we may be carrying from any of the events today. So, as you're resting on your back and you're choosing whether the corpse posture or the flaming star, the next thing is let's align ourselves with the forces of the planet. Master Samael recommends that we align ourselves with our head to the north. And that is always very useful because then that way we are just like the very humble compass, aligning ourselves with the flow of the currents of the planet. If you do not know where north is, that is okay. It is not a big deal for us to resolve that today. But it is a good idea, particularly when we are looking at unfolding in our astral body. So if you don't have that information today, later or in the upcoming days, Let's look at where is north in our home so that we can always align our head in that direction. But we also have the option of setting our head towards the east, because it is in the east where we see the rising of the sun and that Christic power that imbues life in everything that exists within our creation. So the head either to the north or to the east, also at your discretion. And these are the best two orientations. Master Samael says, when it comes to relaxation, if you happen to be out in a field, in the mountains, on the bed of a river, and there are rocks, big rocks, massive boulders in which you can just lay and rest on your back, then rest on a rock. If you're out in the field, on a beautiful green pasture, then lay down and feel the magic and the aroma of the earth so that you can relax your body. And now that you know about posture, and now that you know about orientation of the physical body, then the next thing that we want to do is focus on the body itself. You want to make sure that there is nothing creating discomfort into your physicality. So if your belt is too tight, if you have a ponytail that is just pulling too hard on your hair, if you have earrings that are too heavy, or a watch that is just too tight on your wrist, give yourself a moment and take that off. As you take care of any discomforts in your physical body, then it's always important for us to be aware of what is our emotional state. And we need to know about our emotional state because emotions are always preceded by thoughts. And you will notice that there are many thoughts that are not evident. You don't know that they are there. However, you are experiencing physical reactions emotionally and physically because of the thoughts that have been manifested within your subconscious mind. It is important to understand what is your emotional state, because the moment that you see that, the thoughts that are causing that become more evident. And now that we know about posture, that we know about how do we set our body, and that we know about making ourselves aware of our physical and emotional state, the last thing that we have to do is focus on our breathing. And we will always make an effort to breathe through our nose. Some of us have some difficulty breathing through our nose. It's perfectly fine. Then we breathe through our mouth. The advantage of breathing through the nose is that there are some semi-ethereal, semi-physical conduits in the physical body that start at the root of the nose, and they correspond with our creative organs. These two conduits, you have seen them before, because as you allow the image to come into your mind of a caduceus of mercury, the symbol that doctors use, that staff with two serpents entwined and two wings, those serpents are symbolic of the hidden conduits that exist within the human body. In that symbol of the doctors, that staff with that sphere on top, that is a symbol of the brain and the spine in the human body. And the wings, they are known as the wings of the spirit. So as we breathe in through our nose, as we inhale and exhale, we allow consciously for the separation of the solar and the lunar atoms that exist within our creative waters. And with that conscious breathing, we allow for natural flow of these atoms from within our creative waters all the way up to the chalice of the brain. And as we breathe, we slowly start becoming so relaxed that then our breathing transitions to that of what would be similar to the breathing of a newborn child, where there is no effort. There is no strain at all. And friends, now that we have all these things nailed down, the posture, the orientation, we are aware of our emotions, we are aware of the sensations in the body, and we are aware of our breathing, then all we have to do is do the practice of the gnomes. And And Master Samael shares with us this practice because it is so effective. And all it takes of you is to use your objective imagination. Objective imagination is the same thing as clairvoyance. And you will imagine consciously that your physical body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. And you will allow these gnomes to walk out of your body, specifically out of your feet. And you will observe them, and you will notice that as each one of them walks out, as each gnome walks out, you receive an influx of relaxation. And that relaxation is felt as a softness. It is a gentle vibration that permeates every particle of your body. And as you continue the practice, you will feel that relaxation going from the bottom of your feet all the way up to the top of your head. And that is the practice that we're going to do tonight. So we will continue with our comfortable posture. By now, you're either comfortably on your back, or you are assuming a five-pointed star posture, also on your back. And we're going to close our eyes, and I am going to walk you through the relaxation exercise. After we have relaxed our body, we will invoke our innermost to ask for some help and some guidance. And soon afterwards, I will bring you back, and we will conclude our exercise. So for tonight, now that we are in a comfortable posture, let's go ahead. Let's close our eyes. As you're resting on your back, if your lower back is screaming with discomfort, and you happen to have a good pillow that you could put under your knees, that is a good idea. So if you have to do that, take a moment and let's get rid of that discomfort that we may be feeling in our lower back. For the rest of us on our back or in a five-pointed star, with our head either towards the north or towards the east, let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. Those sensations could come from the shoes or the socks. It could be a belt, earrings, maybe the glasses, whatever it is. Take a moment now and gently release whatever is causing that discomfort. And as we come back to our comfortable posture, as we come back and we close our eyes, let's focus on our breathing. And we breathe in through our nose in 1, 2, 1, 2. And with every exhalation, we allow our physical body to sink a little bit deeper onto that surface. 1, 2. Let's go ahead and let's make ourselves aware of our emotional state. Our ability to determine what is our emotional state is of vital importance because it gives us more clarity on which lingering thoughts may exist within the realm of our mind. And sometimes we are carrying thoughts associated to frustrations, disappointments, resentments. Other times we are just so driven and focused that our mere thoughts of ambitions and opportunities. They bring about stress into the physical body. So let's make ourselves aware of how is it that we're feeling. Because some of us may have gotten here today with a good degree of enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is phenomenal. And it also brings with it some sort of nervous hysteria. And that is something that we need to learn to tame. Others may have gotten here very interested in what we were going to do tonight. And others, because maybe we have done this so many times already, they may feel some boredom. Maybe they feel a little antagonistic against the practice. And if that's the case, that is okay. Because if there are thoughts that are triggering these emotions, Master Samael tells us, behind every thought and behind every action, there is always a psychological aggregate. So this may even be a good opportunity for discovery. There may be others who may be experiencing the lagging effects of hostilities against someone in their family, someone at work. Maybe some lingering effects of fear because of things that maybe you wanted to say but didn't. Actions you wanted to take but you thought you couldn't. And at these times of the pandemic, it would be of no surprise if some of us were experiencing some degree of grief. Because we may have a family member or friend who has been suffering the effects of this illness that has affected so many. But what is important is our ability to identify these emotional states. Because we know that they come and go. We know that they are temporary. And Master Samael speaks to us about the law of the pendulum, indicating how things come and go, and eventually they come back. And within Master Samael's teaching, we find the very best of the ancient Asian schools of mystery. And what he shares with us is the very same teaching that many Shaolin monks practice, that many Buddhist masters have already conquered. And it's that mindset of don't push and don't pull. Regardless of what is our experience with this emotion, we simply let it be, with no objections, with no resistance. We just contemplate it, the same way that we contemplate a beautiful flower. And now that we have made ourselves familiar with our emotional state, we focus once again in our breathing. And we breathe in through the nose, out through the nose. And with every exhalation, we just allow our body to sink just a little deeper into that mat that carpet, that sofa. And we experience this opportunity with so much gratitude. As we have all come together, united in a single heart, just for this new opportunity. And in this attitude of gratefulness, let's make use of our objective imagination and see that our body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. And as we see this, imagine yourself that your body is transparent, that you can distinguish your body because from it there is a gentle emanation of a very light blue color. And thus that allows you to see those gnomes maybe a little better. Let's see those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, one by one. As those little gnomes start walking out the soles of our feet, we immediately feel that sensation of relaxation that goes from our toes to our heels, our ankles. We observe those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, and we start feeling that softness that comes with relaxation, immediately rising up our shins, into our calves, all the way up to our knees. And notice that we experience this gentle softness with no effort. It simply manifests just by bringing about a little bit of objective consciousness. And because it's so effortless, we experience it with such a degree of satisfaction. And we bring our attention back into our feet. And as we continue seeing those gnomes leaving our body one by one, it becomes easier to start seeing through our body. And as they continue leaving our body, we can see that our thighs slowly start becoming inundated with that gentle softness, that gentle vibration of relaxation that permeates throughout every particle of our legs. And we feel all of that relaxation in our thighs, in our glutes. We experience that relaxation at the bottom of our spine, on our coccyx. We feel that relaxation all around our hips. And we even feel that relaxation reaching and permeating through our sexual creative organs. And let's focus in our breathing. Consider that it is possible to make your breathing so gentle that both the inhalation and the exhalation are imperceptible, perfectly silent. We continue focusing then on our feet. And as we observe those gnomes continuing to walk out the soles of our feet, that relaxation starts growing from the base of our spine upwards. And we slowly feel it grow in our lower back. As this happens, we see that our internal organs also start relaxing. We relax our intestines. We relax our liver. Because the liver is the foundation of our astral body. Because our astral body corresponds with a sphere of emotions, then maybe it becomes easier for us to understand why it is so important that we are not taxing our body with negative emotions. We also relax our spleen, because the spleen is the foundation of our ethereal body. We relax our stomach. We relax our lungs. We relax our heart. And we start noticing how every exhalation starts becoming gentler and deeper. We continue observing those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And as they continue to leave our body, we feel that flow of relaxation that continues upwards from our legs, through our hips, our back, all the way up to our shoulders. And from there, that sensation of relaxation gently cascades into our elbows, our wrists, our hands and fingers. And by now it becomes so evident, the sensation of relaxation permeating throughout all of our body. The experience of that gentle vibration that comes from a deeper state of relaxation. we enjoy of this moment with much gratitude. Because this is a small victory that helps build our very own faith. That faith that emerges with the direct experience. And as we focus once again our attention, observing those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we once again feel that flow of relaxation from our feet, up our calves and our thighs, up throughout our back, our shoulders, through our neck, and we go ahead and relax our jaw. We relax our tongue, our lips. We allow that relaxation to manifest completely behind our head and the base of our skull. And from there, relax the space that exists behind your ears. Relax your cheeks, your eyes, your eyelids. We relax the muscles in our forehead. And as we once again focus in our breath, with every very gentle exhalation, we feel that sensation of relaxation growing from the base of our skull upwards. And that flow comes to find itself at the very crown of our head. Use your objective imagination and see your body. See it perfectly transparent, delicate as a gentle crystal. And observe the very light blue hue of light that comes from it. Be certain that at any moment today or during the upcoming days, you can always invoke of your innermost and bring back to you this very deep state of relaxation. Be certain that as you see your body glowing and transparent, any noises that may take place in your immediate surroundings, you can allow them to flow through without putting any resistance to them, without any objections, without any reactions. And in the deepest of gratitudes and satisfactions for this moment and experience, as we continue to focus on the lightness of our breath, we make use of our silent word and we say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, You who are my internal God, we ask of you. We beg of you with our soul, with our heart, for your guidance, for your inspiration, for your intuition, for your imagination. Divine Father, we ask of you, of your strength, so that we may be able to grow our ability to sustain the remembrance of self that is necessary to deal with the many adversities in life, so rather than reacting, that we may be able to raise our consciousness to the level of our circumstances, so that without reacting we may be able to internally invoke of your presence, and that you can bring us back the gift of this state of relaxation, so that we may perceive, so that we may see the impact in our thoughts, the reactions of our emotions, the reactions of our own physicality, and at that moment seeing ourselves transparent and irradiating for others the beautiful hue of blue that is the color of love, that we may see ourselves exactly as we truly are. That we may discover and observe our defects so that we can comprehend them. So that we can invoke of the power of our Divine Mother to reduce them to nothing, to liberate our consciousness. Dear Father, this we ask in your holy name. This we ask in the name of the Christ, the power of Christ, the majesty of the Christ. And we ask that this manifests according to the universal charity and your will. Amen. And while still experiencing this deep state of relaxation, while still keeping present that remembrance of self, we take a deep breath in 1, 2, 1, 2. And we gently wiggle our toes. We move our fingers and we open our eyes. So, dear friends, this has been our practice on the relaxation of the physical body. Thank you, dear friends, so much for participating with us here this evening. Have a great weekend, and may all beings be happy.